Inside Mac.
For Wednesday, September 20th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. A 1 million milestone for Nike and iPod runners. DeSanza gets compared to the Nano, and 340,000 more headaches for Sony. The Nike Plus iPod Kid is going places as Nike announced that in just 10 weeks, runners have logged more than 1 million miles, which is equivalent to circling the globe more than 40 times. According to Nike, almost 8,000 people logged runs yesterday on NikePlus.com. Nike's chief marketing officer, Trevor Edwards, said NikePlus.com is fast becoming the world's biggest online running community. It's a new way to train, a new way to connect with other runners, and a new way to bring music and sports together. He said a million miles in 10 weeks is just the beginning. We're looking forward to the billionth mile. The release noted that Nike is continuing to expand Nike Plus product offerings and are creating original sport music content in the Nike Sport Music section of the iTunes Store. The company also has plans to launch Nike Plus iPod in more markets in Europe, including Spain, Italy, Germany, as well as Japan and Australia. There have been a lot of comparisons lately between Apple and all others who try to be like Apple. Yesterday, I reported on the Unbox being undesirable and the Zune, of course, no longer being called the iPod killer. The list goes on. An article in Business Week now has compared the SanDisk Sansa with the 8GB iPod Nano. On paper, the Sansa offers more features, including video. But let's get real. It's not much fun trying to watch a video or a movie on such a small screen. However, the still photographs work well. But according to the article, it's difficult to run a photo slideshow on SanDisk's device. The Nano, on the other hand, well, it makes it easy, and the images look sharper and brighter. The Sansa also offers an FM tuner and a function that allows you to record directly from the radio. It also has an integrated microphone, meaning the player can double as a digital voice recorder. The Nano does not offer these features, but users are able to duplicate the functions by purchasing accessories, such as the iPod radio remote or the iTalk microphone attachment from Griffin. According to the report, the Sansa isn't limited to an 8GB of capacity. It has a slot for a microSD memory card that is available from SanDisk at up to 2GB, bringing the full capacity of the Sansa up to 10GB, which is 2 more than the iPod Nano. The Sansa falls short, though, in the simplicity category. While the iPod line is quite easy to use and understand, the Sansa has a few features that can cause confusion. For instance, a few navigational problems, and the fact that the on-off button doubles as a menu button. One would think the on-off button would turn the device on or off, but it all comes down to music. While coming versions of the Sansa are to use Real Network's Rhapsody music service, it isn't the store of choice. That, of course, is iTunes, so the report concludes with the Nano winning hands down thanks to simplicity between iPods and iTunes. Another company has been added on the growing list of recalled batteries. Macworld UK said Toshiba has recently recalled 340,000 notebook batteries from Sony. Toshiba now joins Apple and Dell in the battery recall game. The difference is Toshiba isn't recalling the batteries because of a fire risk. They're recalling them because they simply don't work. According to the report, the faulty batteries can suddenly lose all power for no reason. Coming up, new updates and releases when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Apple has posted firmware updates for Mac Pros on their website. These updates include the Mac Pro EFI firmware update 1.0, which fixes several boot camp and startup issues, firmware restoration CD 1.1. This is used to restore the firmware of an Intel-based iMac, Mac Mini, MacBook, and MacBook Pro to original factory condition. Also, the Mac Pro SMC firmware has been updated. That will adjust fan behavior in the Mac Pro. and Apple's Hot Deals site has been updated today, offering deals from the Mac Game Store, Ramjet, and Apple Store special deals. The Mac Game Store is offering deals on Mystery Case Files, Prime Suspects from Big Fish Games, Trivia Machine from Red Marble Games, Vegas Jackpot Gold, Project Nomad Shell World, and Time Portal. Apple Store Special Deals is offering a variety of Apple-certified refurbished products, including the 17-inch iMac 1.83 gig Intel Core Duo with SuperDrive and iSight, as well as a 17-inch PowerBook G4 1.67 gig PowerPC with SuperDrive and more. And lastly, Ramjet is offering deals on the 2 gig FB DIMM kit for the Mac Pro, the 1 gig RAM module for the MacBook Pro, the 1 gig module for the iMac with Intel Core Duo is also being offered, and the 2 gig RAM upgrade kit for the dual core PowerMac G5 is being offered as well. For more information and for prices, check out the site at apple.com. DVD-XDV has announced the release of DVD-XDV Pro 1.0835. This new release will convert DVD movies to an iPod at 640 by 480 resolution. It also can resize 16 by 9 and 2.35 by 1 anamorphic video so it displays correctly on the iPod screen. In addition, a new enhanced user interface gives users the ability to start and stop DVD playback by pressing the space bar, set in and out points by pressing the I and O keys, and more. DVD-XDV Pro 1.0835 is priced at $80 US. And lastly today, Tech Restore has announced that they have begun offering an overnight glossy screen upgrade for PowerBook G4 systems. PowerBook G4 owners that are scheduling an overnight screen replacement now have the option of selecting from the standard matte finish LCD screen or upgrading to a glossy display. The Tech Restore Flat Rate LCD Repair Service is a complete door-to-door overnight service for customers in the U.S. Pricing is $449 for PowerBooks, $349 for iBooks, while the glossy screen upgrade option is $79 for PowerBook G4 12-inch, 15-inch, and 17-inch systems. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.